Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight that we say hallelujah, because our God is still available. He still loves us, and we adore him, and we thank God for all that he has done for us and through us and by us. There is no God like our God. And I want to say to you tonight that are listening in, tonight's a good night. It's a blessed night for those who believe that our King is soon to come. I'm in love with him. Pure love for all of us. Can you stay ready? Remember the wise and the powerful. You now have a choice. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come to you tonight believing that all things work together. For those of us who believe, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you, nothing can happen. Within you, all things possible. And then, Father, I just come and say I love you, I adore you, and I magnify your name. And then, Father, I've called out your name today. I've heard you respond to me, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the rising of the sun, to the setting of the sun, and for all the things that you have done, going to do, getting better, 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 better. I love you, Father. I praise you and I adore you. I magnify your name tonight on the radio station. But I just declare and decree that there's no God like you. You're the only one. And I want to say thank you. Because I know there's some out there who are walking in darkness, but we pray, Father, that we who believe can lead them out of that darkness and marvelous light. That you will keep us, you show us how we must do it. I want to thank you for the revival that we're in the process of having. I want to thank you for Tracy Harding, who's going to be one of our speakers. I want to thank you for Prophetess Shanda Fields. I want to thank you for Dr. McIntyre. I want to thank you for them. Tonight, I want to just say thank you. I ain't got no way of getting them to come, but only the Holy Spirit can move them. And then, Father, when we come down to 4515 Laurie Cop at Greater Grove, I pray that you move people that need healing, need love, need peace. I want to be example, for you the example, for me. I want to thank you. I want to thank you this night. I want to thank you this night for you allow me one more day in the arena. And Father, I pray for the Vice President lost, but I believe all things work together. We pray for those in high office. We pray for the President. Pray for the Senate. Pray for the Supreme Court. Pray for the governors, elected officials, mayors, and all that to the outside. We pray, Father, that the world be solidified into the heart of you. Father, as we call on you tonight, we just want to say thank you. For we know that there is no God like you. Rise up. I rise and say, I love you. Without you, I can do nothing. But in you, I can do all things. Tonight that I just come before you. And I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Father, I know that we walk by faith, not by sight. For you said that when we walk by law, we can walk by faith. Faith is better than the law. The law comes to the faith factor, and it's through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I want to thank you for the things you've done for me, Jesus. I can't speak for anybody but me. As I read in the book of Psalm 34, I am a poor man, but you heard me. You've heard my cry, and you've answered me. And you've upraised me, and you've moved it to a point. And I'm just thanking you. Everything that's happening positive in the earth realm, give us the fullness of the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for Martha. Thank you for Charlie. Thank you for Charmaine. Thank you for Kevin. Thank you for my son's wife. Thank you for her father. Thank you for my grandson. Thank you, Father. Thank you for on the street. Thank you for the people. Thank you, Father. I pray for the healing of all. I believe when the devil said that it can't happen, it's already happened. It's a done deal. I want to thank you. I want to see you bring my brother across the street, Brother McNeil, back. And before the enemy, so the enemy can further know he has no reign over him. I know you're doing a touch his body. You're healing his body right now. Not only him, but those I don't know of, but I believe in them. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. And I want to praise you. I want to love you. Hallelujah. And so tonight that I want to talk about faith being victory. Faith being victory. Faith being victory. Faith being victory. See, when we defeat sin and the evil pleasures that come around us and press in on us by us trusting and believing in God and not in this world. Tonight I want to talk to you for just a few minutes because I want you to know victory is soul winning. See, the only reason why God has me up here because he knows that he will push me to the next level. By faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. See, the devil dwells in to defeat us, but every effort that he's put in, he don't have faith. He's a liar, he's a thief, he's broke. Jesus declared, I beheld him falling from heaven, zigzagging with his tail. Must have been a servant. He took a third part, and God allowed it. Because those angels were disobedient. When you are disobedient, you can't have faith to be victorious. Even when God, and he said if he did not, even those who sinned, God showed no mercy on them. Because it's one of those things. And what we have to do is just say to God that God is able. And one of the things I will say, that God keep us. And one thing I will say, if you call a radio station, we'll be a part of it. I will be a part of it right now. I want to say tonight's a blessed night. Tonight is a blessed night. Amen. It's a blessed night. We understand Jesus is the author and the finish of our faith. Not me. Jesus is the author and the finish. When Jesus has declared, he put it, when he declared, declare means he's already done. He said, I declare and I decree. What God said in Psalm chapter 2. I have decreed and declared, he is my beloved son. I've set up upon the holy mountain of Jerusalem. And see, when we walk into this faith of victory, God give us the ability to know when we stand ready to do what God has called us to do. And I will say this to those who are listening. Jesus, when Jesus finishes something, he said it is finished. When he came down and walked this road all by himself, there was no no encouragement, only God, because he and God had made up, he and God had sit down and discussed it. See, if you go back and read the scripture, and you go to the 22nd Psalm and the 21st Psalm, you're going to find where Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, was talking with God the Father. Hallelujah. And the Father said, this beloved Son, and the Son, this is my beloved Father. And so one day, he said, if I crave man in scripture, he said, and he do wrong, I want him to go down. Jesus said, I will. I'm going through it. And he said, I will go down and deliver them. I will walk in the courts of my brethren, and I will give my life for them. And God said, you don't have to do that. He said, yes, I do, Father, because I love you. And see, when we say to the Father, I want to do what you told me to do, because I love Jesus Christ that loves you and you love us. And so God said, okay, okay. So God is ready for us to move forward. See, he justifies everything he does for us. When he justifies it, just as it is already happened. Because when he justifies it, he makes it pure. When you read Hebrews chapter 2 and Romans 9:33, you can find out that our Father, through Jesus Christ, and you know, as I was reading the scripture last night, God brought back to my remembrance. He says, we need a witness, we need a witness, we need a witness. God the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit in heaven. Now in the earth there is the blood, the water, and the Spirit. And these are all three in heaven and earth. So here we are standing. Justification. Faith is a victory. See, we have victory every day we walk in movement by God, with God, through God. God moves us. Not what we want, but God the Father. Hallelujah. He watches over everything. Nothing's going to get by him. And you know what I love? I love what he said. Hallelujah. When you commit your way and trust him, you can't go wrong. I want to tell you something. See, the fallen angel, he's a fallen angel. He could have the best, and I always say this, people, he had the best of the best, but he blew it. Because we all use that one word. He got jealous. What happens when you get jealous, you forget to walk, that faith can be your victory. I'm jealous. Why are you jealous? I'm just jealous. Well, you shouldn't be jealous. I'm jealous. And the devil, that had fallen angel, God called him. He said, you were the one who had all of the stones upon the 12 stones. You had them there. But because he would not obey God, and God said, get out from amidst me. But he tried to come in there and downgrade Jesus Christ. It's a deep, deep setting. You get involved into the Holy Spirit and read in the book of Psalms. Because God has a way. And you know, he said, we got victory. Jesus said, he said, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Why does the kingdom of heaven suffer violence? It's suffering violence because there are those in the kingdom who want to do anything. They want to say, it's okay. No, it's not. Paul tells us, he said, don't be mischievous. Don't start arguing for your brother. Start praying for your brother. Start believing for your brother. Because there's darkness moving in the earth realm. We just seen things happen. I just refuse to look at television. I just turn it off. God has nothing to give. One iota of nothing. But I want to know about Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is all the finish of my faith. And I want you to know, when I'm a walk in victory. I'm all proud. No, I'm not. I'm going to walk without God telling him. He said, you are my son. Lift your head up high. Lift your hands up high. Praise him. Love him. Magnify his name. There is no God like me. That I am the only. Hallelujah. He said that, see, there is no God like me. When I say it's a done deal, it's a done deal. And the only thing that happened on the day when Jesus came to Israel, walked in there for 33 long years, went down there and went through his baptism when he was 12. He went there, he did what he was supposed to do, followed the laws of the Jewish concept, Jewish tradition, set it in order. But he says, there is a new one coming. Like John said, there is a new one coming. Hallelujah. There's a new one coming. And as I was reading Revelation 21, I got excited that night when he get ready. And I saw, hallelujah, a new heaven and a new earth coming out of heaven, coming out from heaven to the earth. And you know what? My God Almighty. But when you look at it, and I saw a new earth, this old earth I now live in, all of that will pass away. Glory to God. And the new one's going to come on. Hallelujah. Can you love him? I adore him. And see, one thing, when we commit our way to him, can you commit your way to God? And see, one thing I was studying and praising God for, one thing that God would have us to know, he says, I don't want you to trust in yourself. sir. I don't want you to trust in the money you make. I want you to trust in me. But God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to put all of my faith in you. It looks like I don't, but I am. Because every now and then, there's something that rises up and want to shake you. But you got to stand firm. You got to stand firm. You got to stand firm. Amen. You got to stand firm. You got to do it. You got to do it. And the only way you can stand firm to walk for God is to do what God said do. And I want to tell you something. Because I'm not through with this. I'm just loving God for what God is doing. And I want to praise him. I want to adore him. See, because there is. See, when I take what God has done for me, I don't know how many I know. But God has done something for me. All I can say is good. He saved me, first of all. He saved me. I was lost and in darkness. I was about to teach me how to walk by faith. But I had those old women. And this is what gets me, and I'm not getting rough and pushy, but when women walk with God, good God Almighty, men lead. When women walk with God, men lead. Men nowadays don't want to walk by God. Some don't, some do. Because they have an attitude. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. The more you let your intake put your outtake, you're going to see what God can do for you. When I say intake, the more you take the word of God and study it and pray about it and digest it, when you get ready to speak, the Holy Spirit is going to be right there to lift you up. Hallelujah. See, now I want to say this to you. I want to slow down, but I have it. Confess that the Lord is Jesus Christ by your heart. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Some people want to confess. And you know, you're going to meet every now and then a traveler. Every now and then a traveler. And you know what I love about the Apostle Paul in the 8th chapter, that when Paul starts going out there whooping on those Christians, Jesus had a plan already set up for him. And when he went to Ananias, he said, Ananias said, oh, wait a minute, Lord. See, I know some people. Wait. Lord, that person. No, God said, I have need. I have need for that prophetess. I have need for that teacher. I have need for that pastor. I have need for that evangelist. I have need for that. I have need for that apostle. So it's not up to me. It's up to God. So when God does something, we ought to walk it by faith into the victory. I'm in the victory lane. How about you? Are you in the victory lane? Every day, it looks like it's not going to make it, but every day I say, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, I can't see. It may not sound much to you, but hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. The more we believe in our heart, and he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Man, look, when you read the Bible and you see that he says he is overcoming, believe that he came in the flesh and in the blood. We believe that God raised him up from the dead. Now, let me tell you something right quick. And you got to understand what I'm saying. I hope you can follow along with me. See, when Jesus Christ hung on the cross, I'm talking about faith to victory, victory to faith. Faith brings in victory. And when you do something, that's what God said. And Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, was trusting in God. Remember the scripture in the Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John? I don't think it's mentioned in John, but it's mentioned in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. When they hung Jesus on the cross, hung him on the cross, those three gospels are synoptic. They agree. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John sets about declaring what the church is going to do. But all of a sudden, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, hallelujah, I love you, Father. And one man says, if you say you'll be who you say you are, Won't you come down? See, the devil tempting again. He didn't want to have that victory lane, but he knew he had it. That's why he kept his peace. See, the Son of God kept his peace. He held his mouth when it needed to be said. And you know what he did? He didn't say a word. And that other man, Jesus said, oh, I got a conversation on the cross. See, I always said that was a conversation by two evil men, but one got saved and one couldn't save. Let me show you something deep in what I'm saying. When you put yourself in that position, no, don't do that. Just read into it and believe and see what God is saying. Stay ready. Stay ready. See, and that man said, now, wait a minute. Here this man is hanging on a cross. He ain't done nothing wrong. He's been lied on. He's been cheated on. He's been blasphemed. He's been done everything. But he turned with, he was, and I love it. He turned with the faith factor. And he said, Lord, hallelujah, when you come into your kingdom, when you come into your kingdom, when you come into your kingdom, see, that man knew something. I don't know if he's been listening to the teaching. I don't know if he's been walking around and Jesus talking about the kingdom of heaven is like, the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God, the king. But he said, when you come into your kingdom, will you remember me? Jesus said, yes, this day you shall be with me in paradise. Woo! Hallelujah. Now, how was that possible? This man, we can't find no scripture on him. We can't find on either one. But it was there to solidify. Faith is the victory to the believers. Faith is the believer to the victory. All we got to do is believe what God said. Can you believe what God said? I can. I never met God, but I done felt him. I've seen his movement. I witnessed some things you've done. I witnessed how you used me. I want to be used more. But I'm going to say, Lord, while I'm in the process of coming to your kingdom, can you let me, while I'm in the Abraham, do some things that you said do? Can I just remember Luke's word, it said, 14th chapter? He said, if we're going to have a big party, I want to invite the blind, the lame, hallelujah, sikiria. I want to walk those who are sick, penniless. They ain't the one I want to invite to the party. My God, my God, my God. Oh, God, sir. Woo! Believe. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Somebody out there listen is going to call upon the name of the Lord and they're going to be saved. It's in the sincerity of your heart. It's in the sincerity of your thinking. It's in the sincerity of your action. It's in the sincerity of your love. And when you read, say, when you read Romans 10 and 13, whosoever, who is the whosoever? I'm a whosoever. I'm a whatsoever. Whatsoever thou said, speak to that mountain. Mountain, be thou removed. Good God, I'm a... See, that's where faith comes in with the victory. And what God shows me, I can only talk about me, what God showed me, he said, you can ask him what you want, and I'll do it. Ask me what you want. I'll do it. All of a sudden, ask me what you want, Hunter, and I'll do it. I said, okay, Lord. And I'm watching God do it. Somebody said, take that long a day? No, it's in God's timing. God has a time. Everything is done by season. It's done by season and time. Don't think it's just going to happen because he says, you got to pray your way in. Some people say, well, I done prayed to the Lord, and the Lord's going to... No, you got to wait. Because God is not, he's not bound by time. He's bound by time. He's bound by commitment and his word. You read the Hebrews chapter 1. He said, God who in past time spoke by the prophets, but now he speaks more instantly by his son, Jesus Christ. Why Jesus? Because he was the only one he could trust. He was the only one. We couldn't trust Willie Hunter. No, I'm a flesher. But Jesus got the flesh, hallelujah. That's why when you go back and read the Bible, and it says to Mary, this thing, what thing? This holy thing that you shall bring into the world is going to be the Son of God. Hallelujah. He was named Yeshua HaMashiach on the earth, but he was called the Son of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm getting happy. I ain't going to ask God to forgive me. I want to do more. He said, trust in him that is able to keep us from failing. Jude, when you read the 24th, go to the book of Jude, next door to the Revelation. And if you take Jude, you're going to find him. You're going to find everything that's happening in the world we live in today. But everybody says, stand up and say I'm blessed. I don't have to stand up and say I'm blessed. I can walk and say I'm blessed. I'm blessed because the Word says I'm blessed. Because I believe that I'm blessed. King Jesus loves me and I love him. I praise him. Hallelujah. And I say this in my closing remarks. Oh, yes. I say this in my closing remarks. God is faithful, able, willing, and waiting to save somebody out there. And I pray, God, that God use my voice, my indiction, use me at the present state that I'm in. All I can tell you is that I'm willing and I'm a witness to others. I don't mind telling you the story, what happened. I don't mind telling you that the devil has no victory over me. See, the opposition is Satan melts at the power of Yeshua HaMashiach, blood. And you know, a lot of folks don't want to believe that. When you say the blood of Jesus covers me, Satan can't even touch you. Good God Almighty. Can you remember? Now, I come back to that, what I said to you earlier. When that man, two men were standing there, they said, should I be in your kingdom? And Jesus said, yes. See, the Holy Spirit. Now, I asked that question. Who shall take the blood of Jesus back to God? And I tell you, I'm just going to tell you. When his blood was drained from his body, and when he rose, there was no blood in his body. There was nothing but holiness. Holiness in his body. God in his body. They took his blood to the mercy seat, and they planted it on the mercy seat. And that's why Abraham, it says, Abraham, the paradise, that's why Abraham. And everybody said, that's why Abraham is God's also. When you look at Abraham, Abraham was a faith walker. He wasn't, oh, God Almighty, time. Thank you, Lord, for the time you gave me. Nothing separate me from you, Father, which is in Christ. Look at Romans 8:39. And I want to know, you're more than a conqueror. You, behind the line, through the line, in the line, you are a conqueror. Don't let nobody tell you you can't win. See, when they told me that I never could run 100 yards and break. See, 100 yards in my day, it was when you run it 100 yards, you had to do it in 10 seconds or better. But they got to the point where they had some people break doing a 9.8, a 9.4, and one person said, I said, well, Lord, I would be able to run a 9. I would want to break it. And you know what I wanted? I was able to run a 9.9 yards. I'm a tall man. I'm 6'2". And the oak. So you can, when you come to the blocks, but as you come to the blast away, that's what I said. Keep head down for God. I'm telling you, when you get knocked the devil out, knock out sick. Dickens disease. And I want to let you know, we got 24 days from now, we're going to have the greatest revival in Houston. Some people say, oh, how? I don't tell you, but I'm telling you what God said. The greatest revival ever called. The greatest revival. We're going to see, we're not having clarity. We're having what Scripture says. And the more we trust in God, the more we believe God. Listen, I'm helping now. Thank you. I thank you for what God said for me. Remember, faith is the victory. Don't let nobody fool you. Amen. Don't let nobody fool you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Is my dear lady there?
Yes.
Reverend Love. Well, then I want to just come on and just go. I mean, you need to get all right, but sometimes when I just want to get more and more and more. See, the more I think of the word, the more I get excited. Amen?
Right. Amen. It's going in and out. It's going in and out, but I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can hear you good now.
Go ahead. You're on there.
Well.
Francis?
Good evening.
You're on the air now.
Praise be to the name of Jesus. To everyone who's under my voice. I'm getting feedback. I don't understand. But I just thank the Lord for this program and for you, Dr. Hunter. So I just came on. I didn't come on earlier because I didn't know you was on earlier. I just came on at 8:30. So I don't know what topic you were on. What topic
I'm talking
were you
about
on?
Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory.
Oh, I can't hear. It's going in and out. All I heard was something about stage or faith or something.
I said faith is the victory.
Right. Oh, glory. Now I heard you good. Faith is the victory. Yeah.
I'm here. You can speak. I'm going to take your speaker.
Okay. I'm getting some feedback for some reason. Glory to God. Well, truly, faith is the victory. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you.
Wow. On this side, it's breaking up and everything. Well, have y'all already prayed and everything?
Everything. We're ready to move forward. We're ready to wait on you. Waiting.
Well, I'm so glad I'm able to get on. I'm able to be here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. How many listeners are out there that don't know or not sure that they're born again? That was going to be my little few minutes topic from starting with 1 John 5:13.
You got some other people on the line with you? That's what your feedback is.
No, I don't have anybody on my line. I'm just here at my house on my line, but I will. Okay. So I was coming from 1 John 5:13. And it says, this is the Amplified Bible. I'm going to read from 1 John 5:13. Oh, I want to start at verse 12. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. And 13, these things have I written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life, that you might know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. And so that was where I was coming from, because there's so many Christians, a lot of us who've been saved a long time, who are not sure, who ask questions about, can I know? And that combines with St. John chapter 3, when Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. So everybody has to be born twice, but we're going to die once. The spiritual death only going to take care place once. We physically, we're going to step out of this body. So I would love any questions or any answers, any feedback on it if anybody is confused, because verse 14 said, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And we know the word of God is his will. The word is his will, and if you've been born again, you've already received his spirit, which is the Holy Spirit who comes and lives in us, and he gives us the guidance and the direction, and he leads us into all truth, as the word says. And so therefore you get confidence in God, not in yourself. I don't have any confidence in myself. I have confidence in God's word, because his word is forever and ever. It's everlasting. And so, and if we know that he hears us whenever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life. Let me see. And he will give him life for those who commit sin, not leading to death. There is a sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. That's St. John 5:12-15. And But the subject is tonight, do you know that for sure that you're born again? Do you have every confidence that you are saved? Do you know for sure that you have passed from death unto life and that you've been born again? So for all those people out there in all over the world that's hearing this, stop and ask yourself. This is the most important question you can ask in life, because if you don't know for sure, the scriptures say, make your calling and your election sure. Make it sure so that there's no doubt that you know that you know that you know that you've been born again and that you are the Son of God. And now we are the sons of God, the scriptures say. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we see him, we shall be like him. So this is the confidence that we have. We have it in Christ, that he is our Father. He is our God. He is our Elohim, our peace. He is our joy. He is our long suffering. These are the fruit. That's part of the fruit of the Spirit: love, peace, joy, long suffering. And I like to come from John, because all of John, St. John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, always talk about love. everything revolves around love, and Jesus is love. You can't separate Jesus from love. There's no two. It's not a separate word. Jesus is love, and so therefore, even in this here book I'm in 1 John 5, it says everyone who believes, adheres to, and trusts and relies on the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, is born again, child of God, and everyone who loves the Father also loves the one born of him. That's the Amplified Version. The King James Version say, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. This is, and we can only keep his commandments through faith and love. Love and faith, they are not separated. They work hand in hand. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And if we keep his commandments, it's only because we walk by faith and not by sight. Not by sight. We have not seen Christ with our naked eyes. We have felt, we've been moved, we've been touched, we've been anointed, we've been appointed, we've been born again, which put us into the kingdom when the Holy Spirit came and lived in us. So this is the most important question I felt that the audience could know, not only the audience on the radio, but the audience all over the world. The Church of Jesus Christ is in a quadre right now. Not some know, some don't know. Some say you can't know, some say you couldn't know. But you can know, because the Word of God teaches that you should know, and you should have every confidence knowing. Not a lot of head knowledge, but that spiritual knowledge, because that's how we live. In Christ we live, we move, and have our being because we have been aboded. The Holy Spirit has came and made his abode in us. He lives in us, and therefore we are the sons of God, and that's what makes us the sons of God. We are righteous. We are true. We are all those things that God has given us. We've been sanctified, set apart, made holy, only because of Christ. Only. But that only is monuments, worlds of difference. So the Word of God teaches, things have I written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name, the name. Everybody's going into titles these days, but Christ requires us to believe in his name. And even all in the Revelations, when it tells us, when he's rebuking the churches, you know, they have not kept my name. They have not kept my name. So whatever title I go by ain't worth a quarter or anybody else. The only name that counts in this life is the name of Yeshua, Amashiach, Lord God Almighty, Jah, Jehovah, Jedi, to Lord God, Most High.
Keep then your host pin when finished.
Go ahead.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Right. So this is the confidence that we should have, and that nobody can turn you away. This is the difference. This is what separates us from being all those other 5,000 religions is we have a personal relationship. God himself has came down and made himself abode in us. He said, I shall be in them, they shall be my people, and they shall be called by my name, and I shall be in them. This is Hebrews I'm quoting. I'll get over there to Hebrews chapter 8. Be called by my name, and I shall be their God, and they shall be my people, and I shall lead them and guide them. This is how he reigns and rules. Christ is reigning right now in the hearts and minds of his servants, whom he have let get born again in him. So we thank God for the word, because the word is where life is, and that's why we study. We study to show ourselves approved unto God. We don't have to prove nothing to man, but unto God. And when we study the word, it feeds the spirit of God that's in us. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. God is awesome. And it's wonderful that he has taken the time to come down and sup with his children. This is so magnificent. These other religions can't say that. They haven't a clue. There are some, as you already know, who will give their body to be burned. They commit hurry-curry. They commit suicide. They do all these things, believing that there's a heaven, that there's going to be a some kind of peace or reward for them on the other side. Yet if you don't get it on this side, if you don't be born again on this side, while you're yet breathing in this body, you can't be born again after you give up the ghost. So know this assuredly, that we must be born again, and you must know it. It ain't a guess. It ain't a suppose. It's a fact. There's no way God is not saving us to leave us in derision, to be confused and not know exactly who we are. We are his children, and we have been bought by him with the precious blood. The blood is what gives life. In life, the blood is life. And the religions recognize, the world recognizes that life is in the blood. Life is in the blood. But do you think they have come to the conclusion that the only blood that has life is Jesus Christ? Jesus the Christ? That's the only blood. All this other blood, if you give me a transfusion, your blood help me. And I'm not against transfusions. I know some people who lived a long time with transfusions. But I truly tell you, the Most High transfusion is the blood we need. We seek after that blood. That blood will never die. It will never change. And it reaches to the highest mountain, as the song says, and to the deepest valley. And it will save a man's soul who is lost and on his way to eternal damnation. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, tonight, I want to thank for coming on there. The lines are open. Anybody got any questions, statements? Hello.
Good evening, Willie.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and you? How's everybody?
Everybody's okay, yeah. And you?
I'm holding on. So I just wanted to make a comment about what she was talking about, the lady.
Okay.
I never knew it. My mother had called my attention to it in 96, that there was something different about me when I came home. And she stood up and she looked and she said, "Oh, my God, she's a born-again Christian." Because it's a look that you have that nobody can distinguish. And she was so right, the woman that was talking. You have confidence that is beyond any expectation that anybody can have, and nobody understands it. And if I might go a little further, those of us
who
are Christians,
go ahead,
that we carry a certain air about us, if I might go so far as to say, that people want, and
Amen.
Only those who are worthy and faithful and obedient can have. And I'm not trying to be conceited by saying that.
It's the truth, though. It's the truth, but that's why the scriptures constantly remind us to be humble, because it's hard to be not humble when you have been gifted, when the Most High God, the God, the Creator, the Creator of the universe and all things in it, has made his abode in you and has chosen you before the foundation of the world. We would be extremely arrogant if we let it go to our head. But that's why the scriptures continuously teach us to be humble, to be meek, and to be lowly. You know. So yes,
Amen.
You're right. Yes,
Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
So
Amen.
And as I may say, and it's because of who we follow that we're always
mm-hmm.
criticized, ridiculed. And
Amen.
Slandered and everything, but the thing is, who we follow.
Amen.
And the rewards are worth it at the end.
Amen.
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 Amen. Well, to God be the glory, and I just want to thank God for this, and I will say this, we own this radio program to encourage, set it in order. We love each other. We pray for each other. And I know that some people got there want, some people got questions, but they don't want. So I have to kind of fill in for them, because I know what God is saying to us who believe. And I don't put myself above anybody, because I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to pay to nobody. I don't have to give nobody no money, because God makes my way. But I try to reach out and touch and bring in what Jesus said. And as I said, we are in the process right here of doing the greatest revival we've ever heard of in Houston, Texas, bar none. Because most of the revival you've heard about in Houston and throughout the world, they want M-O-N-E-Y plus. We want to see the blind eyes open, the deaf ears unstopped, the lame, those who have lost their limb, those who have been infected by what they've done wrong. See, sometimes you have to be accountable for what you've done wrong. That's why the Apostle Paul said, when the Lord forgave me, he forgave me because I asked him. And the more you get into it, you don't have to prove to nobody who you are. Know who you are. And I can tell you this with love, and I can tell you with joy that Jesus, oh my Lord. See, I went on the line. I'm using my cell phone, and I'm trying to get the. And one thing I would say, when those of us move by the Spirit, not according to me, but I say this, behind the scenes, I'm trying to keep things moving, because I know sometimes this radio station, let me share this with you. The radio station has what is called Skype. It has a number that I call into. But somehow or another, the number got all flipped out. So I had to use my cell phone to call in, which blocks everybody from me talking back to somebody. But I'm listening to you. Can you hear me?
We hear you good. We hear you very good.
Kay Angel, are you still there?
Yes. Yes, I'm still here.
Go ahead. You were saying something. Go ahead and finish it up.
No, I was getting a little testimony, because I will tell everybody, and I'm not trying to be modest or anything, but I had an anointing after I lost my parents in 2000. I was driving by myself in my car, and I ascended. And I was before. I couldn't see anything. It was just like cloudy or foggy or whichever.
Uh-huh.
And I was before a great pulpit type thing, and a very deep voice spoke to me and said exactly like this: "You will not be known as you were, but as Earth Angel." And immediately, when I came back to my car in my physical body, because God always said He would be the navigator, He was the navigator while I was gone, out of my physical body. When I came back in my body, that Earth Angel was playing on the radio by the Penguins. And I always loved that song. So ever since 2000, and shortly after when Willie and I first met, and he knows my son and I for a couple of years, and I was telling him about it.
Uh-huh.
And so this is my testimony, who I am, who God appointed me. And I've had battles, I've got scars, not physical, but I know that they're there.
Uh-huh.
And places I've been that I had no reason, no clue why I was there, but there was a reason. My father always told me, because he was a Methodist minister, he always told me, never question where God sends you, because there's a purpose and there's a reason. Just go and be obedient and be faithful. And that's what I've been. Ever since the age of 12, when I was like Christ in the synagogue, I remember I was kneeling at my father's knees as he was preparing the sermon for the next coming Sunday. And he noticed I was being transformed into something. But I was to find out what I was transforming into in 2000. Because also, like my father told me, God will let you know when the time is right that you know what you're to know, when you're supposed to know it. So I was not destined to know, because I asked my father many times, what am I supposed to be? And he said, you will know it when God is ready for you to know it. So I guess it was my destiny for 2000 that I become who I was.
Okay. Has anybody else got something they want to say? What she said about? Anybody out there listening? Amen. Praise God. Now, while we're on the radio, does anybody have a prayer request? Anybody need some prayer? Amen. Does anybody need any prayer?
Pastor Hunter.
Hey, how you doing?
This is Sister Pat. Yes, sir. I need prayer for my ministry and for guidance. Could we go by God and what to do daily?
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Amen. Anybody else?
I always need prayer too. This Princess Love. I always need prayer. I can't never refuse prayer.
Anybody else?
Willie, if I could ask that everybody please keep the situation that I'm enduring with bringing my daughter home. We haven't heard yet the investigator that I've got. We're still trying to tie ends together about how to bring her home, and hoping that the woman that has her keeps her word and that she will eventually send her home.
We're going to continue to pray for your request, and we're going to believe God. Anybody else out there? Anybody else?
I would like to add Mother Hextall she had open heart surgery about 10 days ago, I guess.
Uh-huh.
She's at home recovering, but I just want to pray for her her healing and strength. She's doing
Thank
well.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, tonight's a night that the prayer requests have been made from A to Z, desiring of the heart, desiring of a need, desiring of the ministry, desiring for the fullness, what you want to do through us. But tonight we just come before you and we all bow to say, yada, 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 to the highest praise. And we want to thank you for hearing our request. But we know that your word says, if thou can believe, all things are possible. And Father, tonight we just pray for everyone on the radio station and the prayers they made known. From starting with that beloved sister who had opened prayer and of the heart. But we know that all things, for you can bring a new heart down, but you can heal that heart. You can heal that heart, that physical heart. You can heal it, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. That lets the blood flow through our body. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for the healing of our body right now in the name of Jesus. It may not look like it is, but it's being healed step by step by step. Praise you, Father. Love you, Father. And then, Father, that sister that came on and said she's still praying for her daughter. I ask that she release it before the kingdom of Almighty God in the name of Yeshua, and let God have his angel operate in the realm where she can see one day her daughter will come and say, Mother, here I am, here I am. This is the kind of faith I walk by. This is the kind of faith you're going to walk by. This is the kind of faith we believe by. And then, Father, I want to say thank you tonight. Thank you for answering all the prayers. And then, Father, that sister that come on, Reverend, and she came on and she said she wants prayer, continuous prayer. And Paul says continue in prayer. We continue in prayer. Father, we won't let down. We want to just give your name the praise, the glory, the love, and the understanding, because all things work in you. And you said in your word, Father, you said in your word, if we just, oh, hallelujah, we praise you. We praise you. And we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for those who we don't know out there, who's having all kind of sickness, who's having all kind of disease, but we're not clinging. We're casting it down in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're believing that you're healing their bodies right now. We're believing you're bringing those minds that are out there. That some people say they got a crazy mind, but it's a mind that we just call back in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And we know that we fight against the dark and force, and we just know that you're giving us the right. You're giving us the power. You're giving us the authority. You're giving us what we need right now, Holy Father. And Holy Father, tonight's the night that we just come. And Jesus said, no man can come to the Father. Thank you, Father. No man can come to the Father except he come by you, Jesus. And Jesus, we just take a moment right now. Hallelujah. We come before you. Hey, we come before you. Can you take us to the Father because we made our request known before you? We qualify. We know we qualify. Your blood washes us. Your blood purges us. Your pure love, your holy love, your touch, your pure touch, your understanding will just take us to the Father and let the Father say, we are here. I want to thank you. I want to thank you tonight for just letting us be on the line. I want to thank you for those that I know whose name that I just thank you for what we're doing. And then, Father, because there is going to be that revival, I don't know, but I do believe that all things don't work. I believe that we're going to see the anointing, we're going to see the power of God. And I don't want to see we do this and we do that. No, I want to see the mighty hand of God coming to the earth realm. I want to see his hand coming to the earth realm. Hallelujah. And move like never before. Move. You did it on that Azusa Street. You can do it on that Laura Copper Street. I know you can do it. I know you can do it in my house. I know you can do it right now. You can touch somebody right now. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for me. Oh, praise your holy name. Father, it's all about you. It's all about you. I can't do nothing without you. But as I call on you, I yield before you. I lift up my hands, and I just take that Psalm 34, and I just say, as that poor man, I see myself, that poor man that cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him and answered our prayer. I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you for your word in Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. And while we abide, there is protection. There is nothing left. When the enemy comes in, there's nothing. As long as we stand under that protection, we want to say thank you. And then tonight's the night, Father, for the first day in June. We go ahead and 6 months into the year, and we want to say thank you. Thank you, Father, thank you for everything you've done. Healing the bodies, Father. It may not look like it, but I know you're doing it because you said, Jesus, speak those things that be not, and we want to speak it. We want to declare and decree your word because your word has authority. Your word has love and peace and joy and long-suffering. We want to pray for the pastor. We want to pray for the prophet. We want to pray for the apostle. We want to pray for the teacher. We want to pray for the event. We want to pray for the 5 full minutes. We want to pray for those other 9 gifts that you have behind the scenes, Father. For those who work in that ministry, according to Corinthians, and you want to bless, Father, and keep. And I ask you tonight in the name of Jesus, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven and the king, hey, Jesus, love Jesus. I want to love him. I want to praise him. I want to adore him. I want to magnify his name. I'm not ashamed. I'm just not ashamed. I praise you. I love you. I stand to the rooftop and declare, Jesus, hallelujah. But all you want to do is tell the people. Tell the people about the name of Jesus. Tell him about the blood, what he did, how he died for us, how he rose for us, what he did. One thing you said in your word, you said in that day because you were showing the power that you have when they said Lazarus is dead. But you say he's not dead, he's only sleeping. Now all that was not. But Father, I want to whoosh, hallelujah. Ah, I want to thank you. For you said he said Lazarus. And one day he's going to say to the kingdom of God, he's going to say, sons of God, hallelujah. We're going to see those who will sleep caught up with the Lord in the midair, and we will so ever be with the Lord. And I want to be in that day. I want to be in that day. I submit and I commit my soul to you, my mind to you, and I just ask those that I love on the line, behind the line, through the line, and then, Father, because I believe, I'm asking you to saturate this place in Houston, Texas, that the Holy Ghost began to move, no matter what the devil and the enemies try to do. But I'm just asking for the fullness of the Holy Ghost like never before. And I don't mind standing. I stand as the word says, as the Apostle Paul said, when you did all the standing, stand anyway. Stand. And when we stand, that's going to come Yeshua HaMashiach. He's going to come and stand with us. And I want to thank you this night. I want to praise you this night. Oh, God, we've got a good report to give you. You love. And we praise you. And we love you. And we adore you. It's in Jesus' name that we submit this prayer. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for even in Texas where the water just flowed up, but you still were there. And your word is say the water can come, but it can't pass over. Hey, that's your word. That's your word. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the things you have done for us and through us. And I want to say praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So we got about 15 minutes. Anybody else got, they want to say something? They got a statement? They got something to pass on to the nation? Amen. 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 The line's open. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, I want to tell y'all this scene. I'm going to put some music on. And I want to say to those of you who are on the line tonight, may God bless you and may God keep you and the peace of God forever be with you. Amen, amen, amen. And one thing I will say is that I've come to learn, the more you glorify God, the more God's going to let you do it. I don't care. And see, one thing that I just say tonight with love, there is no God like our God. Amen? No God like our God. And this is a prayer I have for the generation series by a friend of mine that he put it together. And I want everybody, if there, I love you. Peace of God be with you.
Joy to be able to fellowship with you by means of this special generational prayer. And I know that as we release the blessing, as we release the anointing, and as we come against the generational curses and those things that Satan has tried to represent in you.